This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm your host for tonight, Carl Todd. Brett was supposed to join us, but he's not feeling so great. I think being out in the heat all day, 107 degree Texas heat, and he didn't eat right at the Texas Hunters Convention, so he's under the weather. And I'm going to go ahead and take over the show for him tonight. Sunday, we got a lot to talk about the Texas Hunters Convention, and we're going to do all that on the big show. But tonight I'm taking Brett's album. It is the Whitesnake album, Slide It In. I might not be as prepared as Brett was for it because I just sort of jumped into this 5 minutes ago. But I'm pretty familiar with Slide It In. It was the sixth album from the British rock blues band Whitesnake, and it was released in 1984. It was released in the UK on January 30th, 1984, in Japan, March 23rd. And in the United States and North America on April 18th, I believe it is, 1984. Now, that's not a long, but for albums, that's kind of weird. Well, there's a reason why that's weird. Folks, there's two versions of Slide It In. There's a UK version and a United States version. We're going to have to get into that. How in the hell did this album end up with two versions? Started out with one and ended up with two. It was recorded in 1983 at the Musicland Studios in Munich, Germany. I believe that would have been West Germany. It started with producer Eddie Kramer, known for his work with Kiss, who had been suggested to David Coverdale by their new record label, Geffen Records. But things within the band were not going so slick. Their original guitar player, Bernie Masterson, had quit the band and was replaced by a gentleman named Mel Galley. Now, Mel Galley was kind of a local around Coverdale's world and very good songwriter, a great singer, and a good guitar player. But apparently, after the first rehearsal with Mel Galley, and they had a new bass player, they brought in a guy named Colin Hudkinson, who was more of a jazz fusion bass player. Neil Murray had been on bass for several years. I don't know why he left. He would return soon. But that first rehearsal, I think they felt like things just wasn't going so well. So out Eddie Kramer went, and came Martin Birch to produce this album. Martin Birch is known for a lot of work with Iron Maiden is what I know him for. So I think Coverdale and Mikey Moody weren't getting along very well at this point. And I think David Coverdale had his sights set on the United States. I don't think that's a false statement. I know David Coverdale had his sights set on the U.S. market, which was starting to pick up in the world of hard rock and metal with the whole L.A. glam scene starting to blow. And I think Coverdale and David Geffen thought, you know what? Whitesnake could jump in there and be huge in the United States. So the album was finished and released in the UK. It was a top 10 hit, but it got mixed reviews. I think people thought the mix was a little off, and a lot of people didn't like the lyrics. Well, there's not much they could do about lyrics, but Geffen Records is like, well, you know what we can do? We'll remix this entire album. They brought in Keith Olsen, who would later record their 1987 Whitesnake album, which would be the huge hit. So Slide It In had its sound revamped. They brought back Neil Murray on the bass. Now, here's another story. Poor old Mikey said that he knew it was over because David Coverdale embarrassed him in front of Thin Lizzy guitar player John Sykes. And I think he knew at the time John Sykes was probably going to be his replacement. And guess what? He was. So they take John Sykes and Neil Murray back into the studio and basically redo the album as far as the bass and the guitars. The European version of the album, the original mix, that is, had a stronger presence of keyboards by John Lord, who had been one of the founding members of Deep Purple. He would be leaving Deep Purple to go back, or leaving Whitesnake to go back to Deep Purple. Sorry for that. And his keyboards are very present on the UK release, and the bass is also more noticeable. And the track order is a bit different than what would become the US mix. The US mix lowered the keyboards and the drums. I guess they figured if John Lord was leaving, just turn the keyboards down, because he was a very important part of the Whitesnake sound prior to this. I love John Lord. He's probably about the best keyboard player to ever be in a rock or metal band. The US version also features different guitar solos. They actually had John Sykes go in and re-record all the solos, and they actually put his guitar on top of the original parts done by Mel Galley and Mikey Moody. The bass was completely replaced by returning Neil Murray. The US version also included some more modern keyboards by a gentleman named Bill Como, who would join the band on tour off stage. So they made Slide It In a more modern record at this point. They also have some noticeable differences on some of the vocals. David Coverdale has a few more echoey voices. Let's hope we just woke Echo up over here. The Amazon Kindle thing, or whatever you call it. Echo, go back to sleep. We're not talking to you. Sorry about that. Don't put one of these things in your house, because every time you say certain words, it'll start talking to you. But anyway, the Coverdale vocals are a bit different. Less Echo. We don't want to wake her up over there. So the album was actually the first big hit in the United States. It was actually a top 40 album. Let's go over the track list. There are two. The UK version started with the song called Gambler. It was written by David Coverdale and Mel Galley. Track two was Slide It In. If I don't mention who wrote it, it was just Coverdale. Standing in the Shadow was track three, a good song. Track four was Give Me More Time by Coverdale and Mel Galley. Love Ain't No Stranger, track five, written by Coverdale and Galley. Track six, Slow and Easy, was actually written by old Mikey Moody and David Coverdale, the last of the original band as far as a writing duo. Sort of sad. That's a long song. It's over 6 minutes long. Sell It Out was Coverdale and Mel Galley again, track seven. Track eight is All or Nothing. Track nine was Hungry for Love. And track 10 was Guilty of Love. There's a lot of love on this album. Lots of love with the Whitesnake world. I guess they recorded a bonus Japanese track called Need Your Love So Bad, and that was an old blues cover. I'm sure it's on my box set, which I'll show you in a minute. Real quickly, the U.S. version had different, the tracks were in different order for whatever damn reason. It started with Slide It In. Second was Slow and Easy. Third was Love Ain't No Stranger. All or Nothing came in fourth. And track five was Gambler. If you flip the album, if you had one, track six was Guilty of Love. Seven was Hungry for Love. Track eight was Give Me More Time. Track nine, Sell It Out. And Standing in the Shadows ended the album with track 10. So that's the United States version. I'm going to say I probably prefer the original UK version a little better. I don't know. It's because it sounds more like the Whitesnake that I was familiar with at the time, because they were definitely more of a blues rock band before this album. John Sykes came in and definitely sort of Americanized, even though he's not an American, Americanized the album, and it worked. Coverdale and Sykes would write what would become one of the classic albums, hard rock albums of the 80s, which would come out in 1987, the self-titled Whitesnake album. So now there have been a couple special editions of this album out. They, I think it was 2016, they actually released both the UK and US versions on two CDs. But I'm going to go over this box set. This came out in, I think, 2019. That's the front cover of it. This thing had everything. It had a hardcover book, which actually I should have read you the book here instead of done the podcast. This would have gave you the whole story. Probably covered L's version of the story. But you can see that's what Whitesnake looked like before all the changes. There we go right there. If you're watching on YouTube, they would look way different a little later on. There was the old Whitesnake as well. They look like blues dudes. So it come with a poster, which is the album cover. Yeah, David Coverdale gives you the bargain on these box sets. You get everything. There's the album cover featuring the lady got the snake going down her bosom, I guess we'll call it, since I try to keep this show a little more PG when Bubba's not around. They even give you the 1984 tour guide. Now the tour is weird. It started out in Europe with that Cullen Hodgkin and John Lord and Mel Galley. Well, Mel Galley got injured on the tour. They fired Cullen. John Lord quit and went back to Deep Purple. So John Sykes would end up becoming their only guitar player, and Neil Murray would show up on the bass. Don't know much about that tour. I know they came to the United States and they played with Dio and I think Quiet Riot, the opening acts, and the extensive touring and the MTV videos for Slow and Easy and Love Ain't No Stranger opened up that U.S. market that Coverdale was after. But here's more from this box set. We got a live DVD, which actually featured John Lord's last show with the band before he went back to Whitesnake. Another live, this one is actually with the, well, it's got the original guys, but it was with the revamp band. We got the UK version. We got the, what they call American version. I guess because they're from England. We have bonus tracks. Now, that Japanese song's on this one, so bonus tracks here. So this thing's got seven freaking CDs in this thing. This one's actually got more little bonus tracks. That's Coverdale before he dyed his hair, before he went blondie. So pretty weird album as far as how it morphed, but it is what it is. Slide It In was their first big break in the U.S. and continued their success in the U.K. I'm going to give Slide It In, I'll give the UK version a four. We'll just give it a 4.0. The US version, I'm going to give about a 3.5. I know it sort of fits the self-titled 87 album a little bit better, but I do prefer that UK version. Brett gave the album a 4. I don't know which version he was rating. Don't even know if Brett knew there were two versions of the album, but now you do, Brett. Now you do. So, yeah, it had Martin Birch, Keith Olsen, and it was actually remixed by, I think, Bill Cuomo, who played some keyboards also on there. So it had three producers, and it also had Eddie Kramer, who got fired. So on the charts, this thing actually was a number 8 on the UK charts, and it hit 40 on the US Billboard 200, their first US hit. It would end up going double platinum in the U.S., but it didn't go double platinum until Whitesnake had blew up in 87. Actually, people went back and rebought this album. And that's what we got on Slide It In. Like I said, it's a good album. It's just weird having two versions of the same album, but I'm glad they're both out there. You can listen and see what you prefer. And that's all we got for this midweek episode. Sunday, we will be talking about Texas Haunters Convention. Give me a check on my CarlTodd.com Facebook. I actually redid the webpage. We'll have links to Count Karabi's Haunted Museum, the Yard Haunt, which will be coming up in October. There's a link to our Facebook group, and there's also a link to the YouTube page. So if you're not on YouTube, you listen to us on podcast, maybe you want to give us a watch on YouTube. We're trying to build that up. We're on all the other social medias, the Evil Never Dies podcast. Check out Count Karabi's Museum on Facebook. I put a lot of pictures from Texas Haunters Convention on there. And we'll do all the shout outs on Sunday. Let's hope Brett feels better. So feel better, buddy. I'm Carl Todd, and we will talk to you on Sunday night. Thank you for joining us, and give Whitesnake a listen. Oh, and last thing, we may not have any snippets because apparently Universal Records, a subsidy of Universal Pictures, doesn't like snippets on YouTube. So we may not do snippets on YouTube. I'm not the engineer. That would be Brett. Love you guys. We'll talk to you Sunday. Goodbye.
I'm pushing, babe, like I've never known before. No, you want a crazy child, I just want to see you on the floor. Want a superstitious woman, she got a superstitious mind. Never known before. I want a superstitious woman with a superstitious mind.